Yeah.
I think stealing candy from them.
guys, we're going to have a little poll here. What's more embarrassing?
A little poll? Why are we talking about Adam's dick?
Yeah. Thousand Island stare or Adam calling people cats sincerely? What's more embarrassing?
It was accidental.
Accidental, but sincere.
I called Shecky Green a cat.
A Catskills cat.
That's really embarrassing.
Yeah,
I'm going to vote for myself.
It wasn't even... The cat... That wasn't slang then. It was 20 years after people
were
doing...
Yeah, this was like pre-cat slang.
Stav does comedy at the Fat Skills.
There we go.
That's good.
Yeah, thanks. I do have skills.
Yeah. Cutting the buffet line. That's one of the Fat Skills.
Having a knack for knowing when they're going to do the fresh General So's.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I would fuck with some General
So's. Stav is a Borscht Belt comic. He goes up there and he's like... the Borscht Belt, and I thought, Borscht Belt? That's his big joke.
That's a good joke.
That would kill in the 40s,
of course,
dude.
Yeah. I would have done great back then. Here's me as a Borscht Belt comic, but today, today's news event, but it's
there we
the
go.
40s.
There
like,
we go.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Did you hear about this thing out in Las Vegas? 600 people shot. Aw, craps. Folks,
oh, that's
yeah,
good.
Like
that's what I'm thinking. It's craps. You know, you hear the story about a mass shooting, and you say, "I hope it's a black jack instead of a white guy."
Instead of a white guy.
Fingers crossed. This is the real kind of terrorism. Boo yourself, you old piece of shit. Fuck you.
Fucking Cantonese.
I live in Brooklyn. You fucking you come up here and entertain you fucking pieces of shit. You all should be bulldozed. Make way for a ski resort.
Another thing I noticed rewatching Sopranos recently is whenever they hire a comic to play the Bing, they always bomb.
When do they hire
it's
a
like
comic?
Two or three times they hire a comic and then they're like and then they bring on the strippers afterwards and everyone just starts losing it.
Yeah,
but like
yeah
they're like trying to
Lewis and Dave brought me to Detroit to do a strip club.
I did a mic at a strip
club
once.
Why don't you do 25? Amico went up, did 10, and like didn't do well, but
no one was listening.
It's a strip club, yeah. And it's also like Amico's not a host; like he's not
right.
I don't know if you've seen his stand up, but he does longer stuff. It's not really suited for hosting or whatever.
Yeah, especially something like that. You got to get in their faces and shit. Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember if I like had already done blow. No, I hadn't. So yeah, but I had been driving for like 11 hours or whatever. So I go up.
Oh yeah,
and I'm like, all right, I got it, dude. The road.
Yes.
You know, this is my fucking wheelhouse.
Yes, okay. Bitch.
Worst set I've ever had. And you know what? I was bombing, but riffing, and I had like fun riffs. I remember in my head they were fun. Now I'm remembering one of them and talking about how.
Yeah. Hit us with it.
The logo on an outhouse is the same as the Muslim flag. It's like, did they check that
it's
before?
Good. The crescent.
The crescent.
Yeah, dude, why did they, you know
Turkey.
That's the toilet.
Yeah, take that, Turk.
Yeah.
You fucking Turks.
Dude, that's already the toilet symbol, fellas.
That's
you
good,
think
man.
They were mad about that?
That is a good one, man.
That's an okay bit.
Oh,
I forget what I did. I think it was more clever than that. I don't know how I got to it.
Well, come on. Detroit. Strip club. Legion of Skanks fans. The trifecta, dude. The holy trinity of perfect comedy.
Yeah.
You just need to call the strippers the N-word.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, that fucking show was great, dude. That was such a bad show. And then we did like, a live podcast afterwards. So it's like
the same people that watch
if
you. Bomb.
If you fucking hated this prepared material, you're gonna fucking love the off the cuff, coked out riffs of a guy that's running on 2 hours of sleep and a bunch of like, you know, the most expensive menu items and sheets.
Yeah. Oh, what'd you guess? Nice?
What do you mean? Where the strip?
Were they like
fucking goon?
Were they friendly?
Did you?
Like, did
could
they...
you become friends with the strippers? Maybe.
Shut the
and
fuck
then
up.
They give
you. Mean,
were
they hot? You mean were they hot?
Then you have sex
no,
with
like,
them for
they,
free
for,
because they like your personality.
Do they watch the show?
I don't know. Maybe. You can't tell. If a stripper's nice to you, it's like...
This is lecherous. You love saying lecherous. What is... You're like this, like, moralist when it comes to sex.
Well, Nick doesn't enjoy sex.
Any expression of public horniness to Nick is just...
Yeah, because he's a fucking machine.
Morally, like,
the man's
abhorrent.
A robot, dude.
That's right.
The man's a robot, which you have fucked in strange circumstances for a robot. I keep thinking of this.
Nick is like...
Yeah, but you know who else has? Who's also a robot? The Fleshlight. So
that's true. That's a good point.
So you're a Fleshlight?
He's a machine. Yeah, he gets fucked by men. Men nut inside of Nick.
Cool, Nick.
They hold him by the waist and fuck
obviously,
his mouth like a Fleshlight.
Neither of you know how analogies work.
Yeah, huh? So. Yes, we do, bitch.
No,
yeah, we
don't.
Do.
Mm-hmm. I said like or ass. It's a metaphor, you fucking retards.
Yeah, but you're literally saying it's something. Bitch.
No, it's not.
Yeah, huh? Like or ass is
a textbook simile, my dude. A type of metaphor.
No. Yeah, it is. You're right. But it's a simile. Like or ass, simile, just saying you're the thing, that's a metaphor.
Yeah, but we're talking about sex.
Suck
and
my
you're saying
dick.
I'm like
I was
only
letting you what a
you're
mean
a,
was.
You're a cinnamonly. How about that?
That's good. Look, man, that's good.
Cinnabon.
Cinnamonly.
Cinnabon voyage. Here I go.
I'm gone.
And now I'm stuck in this world.
Mm-hmm.
In the Mike Lawrence, what pun could I make out of this world? How can I remember? He was having a meltdown about Trump today on Twitter.
On Instagram.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, man. People get got by that shit.
I don't know, man. I like Mike, but I don't know why comics just be dumb. Just like let yourself be a dumb person. Stop.
That's my whole shit, baby. I will never try and be smart.
Yeah, me either.
Until I'm older, maybe.
I'll try to intimidate people.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's part of my power, my charm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know? It's charming.
Like a dark magician.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, the most charming guys in the world. Guys who want to be dark magicians.
Adam's upset. Adam's like having a temper tantrum.
Because he called
you
lecherous.
No, I'm not upset, dude.
The truth is, Nick does not know how to be horny. He doesn't understand it.
Nick is like fucking.
He's horny in his own little locked-in world.
Horny.
What?
Huh?
Where you could just be like, "Oh, I'm horny sometimes." That's
I'm horny all the
24
sevies. I got the.
Stav is like performatively horny. You guys are polar opposites.
And you're fucking corny.
Yeah.
Oh,
you're trying to position yourself as the fucking middle ground, huh?
I'm not.
Fuck you, centrist. You're a horny centrist, bitch. You're the Hillary Clinton of being horny. I'm Bernie, and Nick is fucking horny Trump, and you're fucking Hillary, dude. The worst one.
That's fine, dude.
Yeah.
Bitch. Dude, you had fucking slaves.
I never had slaves.
In Arkansas. Yeah, actually, you did have sex slaves. This analogy really works.
I paid for a fucking rub and tug one time.
You paid for
that's
a human being.
Like, I can't like
you
no,
purchased
shut
a human being's
this
body.
Is exactly what I'm saying.
It's fucking, dude,
I got
stop
a rub
trolled.
And tug one time.
I love
time.
You. Stop getting trolled. Yeah. All right. I'm looking
so
out
I had,
for you.
I had a couple of people make sweaters for me in a field. It's a big deal.
Oh shit!
I fucking they
stop
made some
getting trolled.
Oh yeah. So I fucking invested a little bit in a shack so I could have some nice linens.
Hey, you know who's a fucked up guy? Eli Whitney, dude, inventing the cotton gin.
There's
yeah,
some
dude.
Guys. There's some guys.
Come on, man. Slavery was about to end, probably.
Some guys sent me a
my
thing
man,
about
Eli.
Like,
I like
Eli?
To imagine it's the Eli from the World Star Hip Hop video.
Yeah, yeah.
The
yeah,
rap
the,
Eli.
The rapper. The
man, fucking forget you, man. I'm gonna invent the cotton gin, man.
Bisexual. I'm like Rosie O'Donnell. Bisexual. What is
that's,
he saying?
That's Eli Whitney.
It's that Eli. That was one of the first vids.
You know, I don't know if in my head Eli Whitney's always been a black guy, just because it seems like it's not. It's a white guy, but it's like it seems like that would be the guy to invent the cotton gin would be a black guy. That's like, guess who just got us the summer off, fellas?
Right.
The original tech bro.
Let's hit the vacation house.
It's disruptor,
time for Black
dude.
Bike Week.
Let's go to Myrtle Beach. Dude, he disrupted the...
the Black Rot Rally.
Oh, fuck. God. I just watched the Black Bike. Are you back in?
Yeah, no, there's like a... There's a weird static noise on the...
Oh, fuck.
Dude, Ben Sisko.
What?
Adam's commenting on the TV. Look at the way he kisses his son.
Oh, dude, he kissed him tenderly.
We're watching Deep Space Nine.
Yeah.
Oh, my dad. I hung out
James,
with
James. James, or
how's your father doing?
Avery good. Brooks. Not is, good. Avery Brooks is fucking insane, dude.
Who's Avery Brooks?
Him.
Ben Sisko.
I watched some like special. It was like Captains on Captains. I forget what it is. It's like the, all the people who played Star Trek captains talking about
fucking
being,
each other.
Yeah, fucking each other. And he's the gayest of all of them. No, he's fucking nuts, dude.
I believe it, dude.
Yeah.
How's that funeral? Sad?
Not good. Yeah, very sad.
Damn, I thought it was going to be sick.
No, it was not chill, and it made me really sad. Really?
I love all the dumbasses that are like, dude, at my funeral, they're going to like, fuck it. So who's the comic that had that bit?
I had that bit.
No, but there was, it was like Jim Brewer, either Jim Brewer or like Pablo Francisco. They'd be like,
oh, I see.
You know, lower my fucking body down, like, you know, lasers or whatever. Right, like a bunch of idiots I knew that were like, my funeral, they're going to like fucking put my ashes and fireworks. And it's like, all those guys.
That's what
overdose 19 years old. Yeah, only your family's at the funeral. It's a fucking horrific event. There's nothing fun about it.
It's sad, but also not that sad. And that's kind of sad.
It's your mom not even being able to work up tears because she was so tired of dealing with your cough and addiction.
Yeah.
There's gonna be a fucking band playing CKY.
Is
gonna be there because I'm gonna die in a jackass.
It's
because
everyone
accident.
Heard about how Hunter S. Thompson, how they shot his shit up into fireworks.
And that's pretty cool,
dude. I do drugs just like him, dude, and we're both really good writers. That's probably how I'm gonna go out.
There was some fucking.
We're both equally as talented.
Those
we
are my favorite.
My
favorite
drugs.
Thought catalog guys were the like HST. You know, thought catalog.
I love that.
Like, I'm on mescaline right
there
now.
Some guy
and this
named
makes
like
sense.
Oliver or something. I can't remember. Yeah, but it's like, I'm writing this from a bathroom right now. I'm homeless. You know, and it's like, just go get a job.
Yeah.
Stop fucking blogging on Thought Catalog from the McDonald's bathroom.
They're like, is there any way to make the font typewriter font on Thought Catalog?
So we just want this to be a little cooler.